This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
One of these gentlemen we spoke to on the phone 3 weeks ago. Welcome back to Joy, and nice to see you in person, Greg Gould.
Nice to see you in person.
And also with him, Dom D'Souza, DJ Dom D'Souza.
Hello,
guys. Dom.
Nice to meet you.
Legend Dom D'Souza. Yes. All right. So, Greg, we got you back in because 3 weeks ago, at about this time, we spoke to you about the fact that you were launching your single Don't Let Go, the EP Don't Let Go, and a little video.
Yes.
Which you didn't even know it was going to be released as we were speaking.
No.
And it's sort of done a few little... It's had a few views since.
Yeah, a couple of people commented.
Yeah. How many views are we up to?
6.6
million. 6.6
million
views. And this is a video that's all about equality.
Equality.
It shows some pretty tough stories, but it finishes on a relatively positive note.
Yeah.
You've had a huge amount of press with it. You've got UK press, European press, Australian press. I saw the Star Observer piece this week.
That was brilliant, actually. And then Washington Today. I was talking to Washington.
Fantastic.
And they want to fly me over to Washington. So,
so you're going?
We're going.
Oh, good.
Chris can come if he wants. But he's got his own flight.
I'm busy. Yeah, I'm busy. Yeah. So congratulations. Well done.
Thank you.
I mean, it's just the whole package. You're getting all this interest. It's obviously helped with the single as well.
Definitely. Yeah.
And the reason we got Dom in... Now, Dom, you're a very well-known DJ around Sydney.
Yeah, you can say that.
You've popped down...
I like modest.
You pop down to Melbourne occasionally.
Last week, and I'm back down next weekend.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
But you actually produced the up-tempo radio version.
I did, yeah.
Don't Let Go.
Yeah.
So congratulations.
Thank you.
Don't Let Go the first track you've actually had a produced release track?
For an artist, yeah.
Fantastic.
I've done stuff for myself.
You've done the bootlegs for playing yourself?
Yeah, stuff like that, but nothing like this.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds amazing, so congratulations.
Thank you.
And is it going to be more music, or are you just going to do it exclusively for Greg?
We actually did some songwriting.
Yeah.
Oh.
So we are collaborating on a song right now. We wrote it at about 3 a.m. in the morning over a few champers.
Uh-huh. That works really well.
Yeah. It's actually really good
for creativity.
And we didn't wake up the next morning and go, oh, what did we do? We really like it. So.
It's a little bit emotional.
It's a bit of emotional.
That was the champagne.
This is the trick. So you get an emotional song and you put a good beat behind it and it takes out the drama.
Fantastic. All right.
It's going to be on the album.
All right. Are you doing anything interesting over the Mardi Gras weekend? Are you DJing, Dom?
Me? Oh, my God. My week started on Wednesday.
All right. What's left to do?
So tonight I'm at Stonewall from 9:30. Then I'm at ARC from 12:30. Saturday during the parade, I'm at the Burdekin from 5 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Then I'm at the Columbian from 1 a.m. to 3 a.m. And then I'm at the midnight shift from... I don't know, set time to be announced.
So nobody ever wants to listen to
you. And then on Sunday,
no.
I've got home nightclub for matinee.
Fantastic.
Do you sleep?
Uh-huh. I'm asleep right now.
And,
I'm running
and
on
Greg,
2 hours.
So I'm rehearsing for the party tonight. And from here, I'm going straight to the Fox Studios to rehearse for the party.
Righto.
Doing a little George Michael tribute thing.
Fantastic.
And then tomorrow night, I'm doing the shift and the party. And then I'm doing a passport party at ARC on Sunday.
Excellent. So there's lots of opportunities to see or hear both of you in the next few days here in Sydney.
Oh, it's a bit of Nasty Girl action up here in Sydney on Joy 94.9 with one Nasty Girl on my right and another one on my left.
Oh,
it's Chris and Cam coming to you live from the Flinders Hotel
in
Sydney town.
And talking about who's on your right, we welcome back to Joy 94.9.
Well,
for the first time to the cocktail lounge of Joy 94.9 in Sydney. Hello, Bielfield.
Hello, how are you?
See, no longer a nasty girl.
Welcome back to Joy. We're a couple of weeks since we last spoke to you. Mm. In fact, it's only a week.
Last week.
And we got to see the Clark Kent version of Bielfield last week, which was the...
That's the classy version with a C, not a K.
The more elegant version of myself, I read the Times than the
observer, and I'm like that.
And you've been doing a crazy series of Handel's Messiah with the Australian Brandenburg Orchestra, which has been amazing, and I'm sure you're totally exhausted.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Tonight, I go on tonight again, and then two times tomorrow before Mardi Gras.
Yeah, right.
So, it's not enough.
You'll be You'll be right for the party, though.
Oh, yeah. Celebration.
You do have a song out at the moment, Dance Again. We spoke about this with Courtney Act, and you've been on the massive promo trail for the last couple of days, trying to get some traction with this track.
Look, we're on Morning Show this morning. I think it trended, actually, in Sydney on Twitter this morning. Mazel tov. So, we were doing that, and then, we were doing acoustics of it and stuff, so that's going to come out soon.
All right, fantastic. Have you had any, is it growing in terms of response? And, I mean, you've still got to film a video as well, which is obviously would help to push it. Have you been working on that?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Look, it's going to, the video, we're still deciding what exactly we want for it to be, because the song is really about a little more than just dancing again, and so we kind of have to sort of feel that out. But look, it's being serviced to the UK right now, so apparently they're really digging it a lot. Chicago, a bunch of the street mags in the States are now starting to talk about it and stuff. So
International times again.
Every time we play it on Joy, we get a great miss. We get reactions, so, and people are loving it. So it is fantastic. In terms of the tomorrow night. Mm. Now, Tegan and Sarah have cancelled, so that means you're on. Is that right?
Sad face.
I think it can be Tegan or Sarah.
I think Courtney for this envisions a big production I think everyone might have to wait till New York Pride. No, till maybe New York Pride or one of the. Yes.
So
I think
it's a bit far for us.
I think, well, you know, look, I'll promise I'll live stream that stuff.
All right, I promise. You're on a promise.
But Courtney has some big dreams.
So. All right, well, you've got to dream big. Hey, is anyone going to be able to see you in your pop guise over this weekend once you're done with the orchestral bit stuff?
I think it's possible. I still need to speak to Courtney a little bit, and we'll see if something's on the table.
Something could pop up. Well, we'll be at Laneway, so if you feel like dropping in there.
Okay.
If you're bored,
whatever. If I keep doing operas, maybe.
Bielefeld, thank you for dropping in.
No, my pleasure.
It's lovely to talk to you in person.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
Good luck
you
with the
look very, very fresh and happy right now.
We had to get Mardi Gras haircuts. What are you talking about?
Is that what's going
That's
on?
Why all colour has been removed from my hair.
Thank you for joining us. Good luck with the last three performances of Handel's Messiah.
So
you are amazing. We look forward to talking to you again.
Thank you.
Bielefeld here on Joy 94.9, live from Sydney.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.